जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज विहारी राधा माधवा अजयो कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा अजयो गिरिवरादारी जयो गिरिवरादारी 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 यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन धन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन चारी रावन चारी यमुन तीरावन चारी रावन चारी जय राधा माधव जयो कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंज विहारी जयो कुंज विहारी जयो कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Nami Jayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jayo Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sirade Labha Radha Labha Sirade Jayo Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sirade Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sirade Jayo Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Jayo Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Sirade Adhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Sirade Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Sirade Jayo Radhe Jayo Radhe Jayo Sirade Jaya Giri Govardhan 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 Jayo Nitai Doyal Jayo Nimai Sundar Jayo Sundar Nimai Jayo Nitai Doyal Jayo Nitai Doyal Jayo Nimai Sundar Jayo Sundar Nimai Jayo Nitai Doyal Jayo Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya 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 Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Srila Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् श्रृण्वतं स्वाकता कृष्णां पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः रुदन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुन्नोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्टिकी बाय रेगुलर अटेंडेंस इन क्लासेस ऑन भागवतम एंड बाय रेंडरिंग ऑफ सर्विस टू प्योर डिवोटी ऑल दैट इज ट्रबलसम टू द हार्ट इज ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉयड and loving service on to personality of Godhead whose praise with transcendental songs establish as an irrevocable fact. So today's verse for discussion, Canto 7, The Signs of God, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. So it's an instruction for civilized human beings. And text number 3. Dvaudaive Pitrukarye Trin द्वदैवे पितृकार्ये त्रिन् एकैकम् उभयत्र वा एकैकम् उभयत्र वा भोजयस्तु समृद्धोऽपि भोजयस्तु समृद्धोऽपि श्राद्धे कुर्यान्न विस्तरम् श्राद्धे कुर्यान्न विस्तरम् द्वद्वैवे पितृकार्ये त्रिन् एकैकम् उभयत्र वा भोजयस्तु समृद्धोऽपि श्राद्धे कुर्यान विस्तरम् द्वद्वैवे पितृकार्यन्त्रीन् वैकैकम् उभयत्र वा भोजयस्तु समृद्धोऽपि श्रद्धे कुर्यान विस्तरम् द्वद्वैवे पितृकार्ये त्रिन् एकैकम् उभयत्र वा भोजयस्तु स्मृद्धोऽपि श्राद्धे कुर्यान विस्तरम् विश्वद्वैवे पितृकार्ये त्रयन् एकैकं युभयत्र वाम् बोधयन् शब्दोऽपि कार्ये अनवस् ఏకైకముభయత్ర వాం భోజయత్సు స్మృద్ధోపి శ్రాద్ధే కుర్యాన విస్తరం. మాతాజీ ద్వైవే పితృకార్యే త్రిన్ ఏకైకం ఉభయత్ర వాం భోజయస్సు స్మృద్ధోపి శ్రాద్ధే కుర్యాన విస్తరం. ద్వైవే పితృకార్యే త్రిన్ ఏకైకం ఉభయత్ర వాం భోజయస్సు సమృద్ధోపి శ్రాద్ధే కుర్యాన విస్తరం. ద్వౌ టు దైవే డ్యూరింగ్ ద పీరియడ్ వెన్ ఒబ్లేషన్స్ ఆర్ ఆఫర్ టు ద డెమి గాడ్స్ ఆఫర్ టు ద డెమి పితృకార్యే in the Shraddha ceremony in which oblations are offered to the forefathers. Trin, three. Eka, one. Ekam, one. Ubhayatra, for both occasions. Va, either. Bhojayat, one should feed. Susamruddhapi, even though one is very rich. Shraddhe, when offering oblations to the forefathers. Kuryat, one should do. Na, not. Vistaram, very expensive arrangements. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. During the period for offering oblations to the demigods, one should invite only two brahmanas, and while offering oblations to the forefathers, one may invite three brahmanas, or in either case, only one brahmana will suffice. Even though one is very opulent, he should not endeavor to invite more brahmanas or make various expensive arrangements on those occasions. Purport. As we've already mentioned, Srila Advaita Acharya, during the generally observed ceremony to offer oblations to the forefathers, invited only Haridas Thakura. Thus he followed this principle. Name bhaktas chaturvedi madibhakta swapachapriyaha. The Lord says it is not necessary that one become very expert in Vedic knowledge before he can become my bhakta. It is not necessary that one become very expert in Vedic knowledge before he can become my bhakta or devotee. Even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, he can become my devotee and be very dear to me, in spite of having taken birth in such a family. Therefore, offering should be given to my devotee, and whatever my devotee has offered me should be accepted. Following this principle, one should invite a first-class brahmana or a Vaishnava, a realized soul, and feed him while observing the Shraddha ceremony to offer oblations to one's forefathers. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim et kripatamaham vande paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as a form of Satchitananda Vigraha, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So during the period for offering oblations to the demigods, one should invite only two brahmanas. And while offering oblations to the four fathers, one may invite three brahmanas, or in either case, only one brahmana will suffice. Even though one is very opulent, he should not endeavor to invite more brahmanas or make various expensive arrangements on those occasions. Now, this is a topic very close to our hearts, because it's a reality that at some stage or the other we lose our dear family members, and at the time when we are in a dilemma whether to perform the Shraddha ceremony or not to perform Shraddha ceremony, because there are references to both the aspects, that some places we find that one need not perform Shraddha ceremony, and we also have examples where Shraddha ceremony has been performed by exalted personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya. So let us look at from both the aspects and see whether we can come to an interesting conclusion that can be applied in our life as well. And possibly we can draw some strength and guidance from Sukadeva Prabhu, who has experienced recently the departure of his devoted mother, and a couple of years back he lost his father as well. So therefore we can, and Sukadeva Prabhu has been a Brajavasi all through his life, and therefore he can give us some glimpse into this aspect of a topic which is very dear to us. So oblation means that to offer something to God. So we should start from the basic. During the period for offering oblations to the God, means that which is offered to the Lord, or it is an act of religious offering. That's what the dictionary says. So therefore, why that offering needs to be done? Because when a person takes birth, then we create a debt. It's not that the home loan or a car loan, but the Vedic scripture talks about a different level of debt. And this debt is five types of debts. One is called the Pitru Runam. The second is called Matru Run. The third is called Deva Run. And the fourth is called the Rishi Run. And the fifth is called Bhuta Run. So therefore, a person born in the material world, by birth itself, we have these debts created for us. and we need to repay the debt. If we do not repay the debt, we know the consequences in the material world. If we take a home loan and then we do not pay the debt, the consequence is that the property will be seized by the financial institution, and then unless we declare ourselves bankrupt, they may lay their hand on our other assets as well. Although this is slightly different to US, where if you take a loan and you are unable to pay, you can walk away from the loan, unlike Australia. So you take a loan in America, you pay upfront whatever the amount you have paid, and the property drops well below that value, you can just walk away. And therefore, there is a responsibility, or there's an onus on the financial institution as well, not to give recklessly loans to the individuals. Whereas here in Australia, is the person who takes the loan is entirely responsible. The financial institution has no responsibility. They may follow certain guidelines, but then ultimately it's the person who receives the loan is responsible for making the payment. So if in the material world we owe the debt to be repaid, then obviously we need to pay the debt which we accrue at the time of birth itself. And it is said that the Pitru Run, the Deva Run, the Rishi Run, and Bhuta Run, these debts can be repaid. But a debt to Matru Run or a mother, it can't be repaid. It's a heavy loan and it's not easy to pay that loan. And the Shraddha itself does not follow the solar calendar, but the performance follows the lunar calendar, which means that is based on the moon movement rather than the sun movement. And in that process, what does the pujari or the brahmana who performs the ritual do? He recites certain mantras. He offers what is called the pinda. Pinda is the rice ball which is deemed as an offering, and sometimes is also called that represents the departed soul, three generations. And then certain rituals are performed by the priest. So as a package, these three is considered to be a shraddha. Immediately when the soul departs the body, in the first 11 days we perform certain rituals. And then the first year, you perform every month. And in between, I don't remember which month, but fourth month and sixth month, or there are 2 months where you perform in between the months as well. So in all, 12 plus 2, about 14 times, the descendants perform that ritual or shraddha in the first year of departure. And then later on, every year, this shraddha is performed. Now it is said that if you go through the references, we start with the reference with Bhagavatam 2.4.3. So if you have access to 2.4.3, you can open the reference where there Madhavendra Puri is making a statement. Srila Madhavendra Puri, the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, took leave of all karmakandiya obligations in the following words. I'll not recite the Sanskrit part, I'll just read the translation. O my evening prayer, all good unto you. O my morning bath, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sins simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu and the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. I think that this is sufficient for me. So what is the use of further endeavors? So here Madhavendra Puri is trying to tell us that these ceremonies need not be performed. Well, Madhavendra Puri is not an ordinary personality, as we all know. It's an exalted personality, and therefore, is this prayer applicable to a grihastha like me or a grihastha like us? So then we find Madhavendra Puri further continues in that verse. Once again, I'll read only the English translation given by Srila Prabhupada. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusion. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. The wealthy Mammonites may point out as mad, and the learned philosophers may assert that I am too much proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I be unable to do it. So therefore, once again it says that someone who takes the shelter of Govinda, then one need not perform these ceremonies. And then another verse there by Prahlad Maharaj, he says that religion, economic development and sense gratification are celebrated as three means of attaining the path of salvation. Of these, ikshatrayi, especially knowledge of the self, knowledge of fruitive activities and logic, and also politics and economics, are different means of livelihood. All these are different subjects of Vedic education, and therefore I consider them temporary engagements. On the other hand, surrendering onto the Supreme Lord Vishnu is a factual gain in life, and I consider it the ultimate truth. So therefore this once again tries to tell us that if we can surrender to the Supreme Lord, all other responsibilities need not be taken. And that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita as well, which is the verse which talks about it. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva tapebhyo moksha isyami masuchaha. Don't worry, I'll relieve you from all the sins if you take shelter of me. And then, but in Bhagavad Gita 1.41, let's continue the theme. There it says, Arjuna, an increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. So Arjuna is pleading for a case where he says that if I participate in the war, and he knows very well that he's going to kill the opponents, and if the opponents are killed, then there will be no one in their family to offer food and water to the ancestors, and therefore the subsequent generation becomes corrupted. But in there, Prabhupada gives the verse from Bhagavatam 11.5.41. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, giving up all kinds of obligations, and has taken to the path in all seriousness, owes neither duties nor obligations to the demigods, sages, general living entities, family members, humankind, or forefathers. Such obligations are automatically fulfilled by performance of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So which is bringing us to the fundamentals of Krishna consciousness, that whether do we have faith in the devotional activity that we perform, that takes care of all our other obligations. So this is a question we need to ask ourselves, and at the same time seek guidance from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. So in that respect, we'll pick up an interesting book which I'm sure all of you must have access. Has anyone read this book or touched this book? Because this is a book which calls it as Samskaras, and it is the Bible for is called devotees to follow for any rituals we need to perform in our life. So we'll go through some aspects of Samskara book to tell us where are we and should we perform these activities or not, or these rituals or not. So then we continue with another quote where it talks about 4.18.18. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to open that 4.18. It talks about this was 4.18.8. The fortunate inhabitants of Pitruloka who preside over the funeral ceremonies made Aryama into a calf. With great faith, they milk kavya, food offered the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot. So therefore, here it seems to say that once forefathers will attain material bodies to enjoy whatever material enjoyment is due to them, in other words, they do not become ghosts. It does not mean that everyone's ancestor becomes a ghost, but you're trying to see that a chance, if by chance someone has become a ghost, then by performing these rituals, then that aspect is also taken care. So therefore people perform the Shraddha ceremony. And then we have another quote, 4.21.25, because we need to understand that when we say we are a devotee or we are following Krishna consciousness, then how do we know that we are following? What is the definition given by Srila Prabhupada? And that definition Srila Prabhupada gives, at least there are many places Prabhupada gives, this is one text reference I have, 4.21.25. Yeah, if you have a reference to 4.21.25, tat praja bhartrur pindartham swartham evanasuyavaha kurutadoksaja diyas tarhi me nugraha kritaha. Pitumara said, therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should execute your duties properly in terms of your positions of varna and ashrama, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your hearts. By doing so, you'll protect your own interests and you'll bestow mercy upon your king for his welfare after the death. So that's what we are talking of, the welfare of our ancestors. And here Prabhupada gives the definition of a summary of Krishna consciousness is given in Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Yat karosi, yad asnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurusva madharpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, and whatever penances you undergo should be done in Krishna consciousness or for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If all the people of the state, including the state's government servants, are taught the techniques of spiritual life, then although everyone is liable to be punished in different ways by the stringent laws of material nature, they will not be implicated. So here we find that again, Prabhupada is drawing our attention that who is practicing Krishna consciousness apart from the Navavidhi Bhakti. So here it says that whatever activity we perform, it should be performed for the pleasure of the Lord. That means that we sleep, we are not sleeping for our sake, we should sleep for the sake of Supreme Lord. That means that we should sleep at 9:30 in the evening and get up in the morning Mangal Arati. So to get up for Mangal Arati, unless one sleeps by 9 o'clock the previous night, one will not be able to do it. And for what purpose we get up in the morning Mangal Arati? Is to perform devotional service. When you get up, you brush your teeth. It's not just brushing the teeth for cleansing our body, but it's also for the pleasure of the Lord. You take the bath, then it's not only cleansing your body, but also you're taking the body for the pleasure of the Lord. So every activity we perform, whether we are sleeping, whether we are eating, we are brushing, we are doing our job, any activity I perform, if I'm performing for the sake of the Lord, as mentioned in this verse, then I'm practicing Krishna consciousness sincerely. And if I'm performing Krishna consciousness sincerely, then I need not do, as the previous verses have said, to perform Shraddha ceremony. This is one aspect. But then we'll see other references where the Shraddha ceremony has been performed by exalted devotees. So in Adi Parva Chaitanya Charitamrita 17.8, we find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer respectful oblations to forefathers. This process is called Pindadan. In Vedic society, after the death of a relative, especially one's father or mother, one must go to Gaya and there offer oblations to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So here again we find that so far we have seen many references Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada brings to our understanding that if you are following Krishna consciousness, then you need not perform Shraddha ceremony. But then when we refer to Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has performed Shraddha ceremony. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then in the next section, Advaita Acharya in Antya Leela, we find that 3.221 Antya Leela, Advaita Acharya replied, "My dear Haridasa, do not be afraid. I shall behave strictly according to the principles of the revealed scriptures." So whatever activity I am performing according to the revealed scriptures. It's not whimsical. Now why is Advaita Acharya telling that to Haridas Thakur? Because Advaita Acharya was not afraid of the strict Brahminical culture and customs of society. As stated in Shastric injunctions, Prabhupada quotes that, "O son of Pritha, who takes shelter in me," that is the 9.32 Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada is quoting, "though they may be of lower birth, women, vaishyas and shudras can attain the supreme destination. Though having taken a low birth in human society, one who accepts Krishna as the supreme person of Godhead is quite competent to go back home, back to Godhead. And one who is a bona fide candidate for going back to Godhead should not be considered low-born persons or chandalas." There is also Shastric injunction as stated in 2.4.18. "Not only the Yavanas and Kashadaya, but even those born in still lower families can be purified by the grace of a devotee of Lord Krishna, for Krishna empowers such devotees perform this purification." So all these activities, as Shraddha ceremony or any rituals, are trying to clear the debts. We are performing rituals because that should not form a hindrance in our journey back home, back to Godhead. So therefore we find the references say that none of this come as an obstacle when we take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And Prabhupada has given us a beautiful program, and by following that program, we bypass the rituals mentioned in the Vedic literature. But at the same time, we find that Advaita Acharya seems to perform again Shraddha ceremony, and then he is offering the remnants to whom? To Haridas Thakur. He says that in 22:22, feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million Brahmanas. Advaita Acharya is telling to Haridas Thakur that feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million Brahmanas. Advaita Acharya said, therefore, accept this Shraddha Patra. Thus, Advaita Acharya made him eat. So, it says that the remnants of the Shraddha ceremony, which Advaita Acharya has offered to the Supreme Lord, has given that to Haridas Thakur. And not only he gives to Haridas Thakur, but he proclaims that by giving to you, it's as good as giving, honoring 10 million. Is it 10 million? Yeah, 10 million Brahmanas. So therefore, there seems to be a pattern visible in both the arguments. That on one side they say that you need not perform the Shraddha ceremony, but on the other side also we find the Shraddha ceremony being performed, but in a way in which it satisfies the core theme of Krishna consciousness, that whatever we are doing every day, you offer the bhoga to the Supreme Lord, it becomes prasadam, and that prasadam you offer to the departed soul. And when you do that, it's as good as performing the Shraddha ceremony. And for that, we should have Shraddha or conviction. Now, where I am today on the platform in my Krishna consciousness, to where the scriptures are stating that one need not perform Shraddha ceremony, there is a big gap. And how do we fill up that gap? That gap can be filled up with Shraddha, the faith in the scripture. I may not realize today what I am, but what scriptures are saying, I should have faith in them. And that Shraddha fulfills that gap. And some stage, someday, maybe in this lifetime or in some other lifetime in our journey on the spiritual path, we realize what Krishna has said or what scriptures are saying, and therefore we remain protected. Now, so this is, we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done the Shraddha ceremony. Advaita Acharya Prabhu has done the Shraddha ceremony, but not the way how the conventional the Brahmanas, they try to perform the Shraddha ceremony by offering oblations to Devatas. So here it is being offered to the Supreme Lord Himself, because elsewhere we find it is said that Prabhupada gives the example of, if you want to satisfy the body, then you offer to the stomach. So when you offer to the stomach, then the rest of the body gets nurtured. So similarly, if you want to offer anything to others, you offer to Mukunda or the Lord Krishna, then when he partakes or when he honors it or he takes it, then everyone gets satisfied. And we have the typical pastime in Mahabharata, where Durvasa Mahamuni comes with 10,000 Brahmanas, and then he tries to, at the instance of Duryodhan, Duryodhan was hoping that he'll curse Pandava, so therefore they'll never come back to claim the kingdom. And he comes at an odd time when Pandavas have finished taking their prasadam. So then Mother Draupadi invokes Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna, he appears, and then in that patra, he says that well, there is one grain, and then he takes that one grain that satisfies all the 10,000 disciples and Durvasa Mahamuni. So that means that by satisfying Mukunda or Lord Krishna, you satisfy everyone. So now, but at the same time, 18.5 Bhagavad Gita says, Yajna Dana Tapas Karma Natyajyam Karyam Evatad Igno Danam Tapas Cheva Pavanani Manishanam. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great souls. So if you look at all the arguments of the logic, we find that there is a common theme that devotees, when they perform the activity or the ritual, or not ritual, but by performing the devotional activity, then they satisfy the Supreme Lord, and in the process they satisfy everyone, including the devatas. It's not that we need to worship or offer prayers to the devatas. As Prabhupada says, that it's not that we insult them. They are also exalted personalities, but we do not offer our prayers to them as the Supreme Lord, as is being done by others who are in ignorance. So therefore, we said that we need to follow the instruction of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So what is our Shastra we can follow? The book has been given to us in terms of the Samskara book. And the meaning of samskara itself we should understand before we try to follow the samskara, perform the samskara. It is said that every human being generates thoughts. You all agree with that? Is anyone here who does not generate thoughts? Everyone does it. Unknowingly or knowingly, thoughts keep coming. And it is said that at least the science says anywhere between 5,000 to 60,000 thoughts occur in a fertile brain. 5,000 to 60,000 thoughts are generated. And this is called vritti. Thoughts may generate, but we need to ignore them. But instead of ignoring them, we try to act on it. Then it creates a samskara, or it creates an impression. For example, I think I gave this example earlier also. Once I was at the Hyderabad airport to receive my elder brother. That was some 30, 35 years back. And I was watching for my brother to come, exit the airport, and then I saw a lovely lady. 35 years back, I saw a lovely lady. And instead of observing my brother's arrival, my head automatically turned towards her and watching continuously. Then my brother came. He looked at me and he looked at that lady and he said, "Do you know who she is?" I said, "I don't know, but she looks beautiful." He said, "She is Hema Malini." I said, "Oh, no wonder she was the dream girl of that era." And if I had seen her and ignored her, it wouldn't have created an impression, or it wouldn't have created a samskara. But the fact that I looked at her and there was a discussion, it created a samskara, an impression. An impression even today I remember. 35 years back it happened, but even today I remember. And this is what happens to us, and this is how we create samskaras or impressions in our consciousness. And these samskaras, when they happen repeatedly, that is, your thought comes, you act on it, and based on the action, the thought comes, and when this cycle goes on, then what leaves behind ఈజ్ ఎ వాసన. సో వృత్తి సంస్కార లీడ్స్ టు వాసన, అండ్ దిస్ వాసన లీవ్స్ ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్ స్టాంపింగ్ ఇంప్రెషన్ ఆన్ అవర్ సబ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. అండ్ సో దేర్ఫోర్ Prabhupada says that the subconsciousness is nothing but the subtle body in which all the samskaras are stored, or technically speaking, it is called chitta. And when the person leaves the soul leaves with the subtle body or with the chitta, which means that the strong impressions, the samskara, the vasanas created. And what do we have in that as samskara? It's the vasana or the desires. So based on those desires and our qualification, karmana daiva netrena, Lord arranges the next body. And then we follow, because I'm born with a particular body, with a particular psyche arranged by the Lord. And if I'm not consulting Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, I tend to follow my impressions from the previous life, and therefore I get my destiny. So people say that, is my destiny predefined? Yes, it is predefined if you're following your subtle body. But it gets broken when you, instead of following your own subtle body or impressions, you follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Because at that time, you are not following your own intellect or your own mind, but you are following the mind or the intelligence given to you by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And therefore that breaks the chain of the vritti, the samskara, vasana, chitta and that subtle body. And when the subtle body becomes dissolved, then our journey back home, back to Godhead. That we do not once stay back in this material world. We do not have birth again in the material with a material body, but we return back home. Now, why is it important for us to understand this cycle? Is that we are scared, if I do not perform these samskaras, then I'll be lingering in the material world itself. I do not have an exit. And when, not only for me, but also my ancestors, to whom I have created a debt at the time of birth itself. So therefore we need to follow this book, which is the Shastra. And this Shastra has been compiled by the sadhus. And it's not just an ordinary sadhus, but they are the exalted devotees of our movement. And so therefore in the beginning introduction itself, it is said, Srivas Acharya wrote a poem describing their life's work and purpose. Here's an excerpt. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno sadharma samstapako. I think all of you know this particular section. Am I right in saying that? Yeah. So therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances onto the six Goswamis, namely Srila Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath Bhatta, Jiva Goswami and Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the world, and they are worth taking shelter of, because they are absorbed in the mood of gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. So therefore this is our authority. Whatever the Shat Goswamis have said, because they have scrutinizingly studied the entire Vedic scripture, which is beyond our ability to do it, but they being the exalted personalities, they have read and they have given us the summary of the scripture. Now, so therefore, it continues in the book, how can those who do not have to fulfill the duties of a sannyasi but are always confronted by everyday life be led to yukta vairagya? So that we, the process of how to live and how to leave the body. How to live and how to leave the body is the aspect where we need to practice yukta vairagya. And in this connection, Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami wrote Sat Kriya Sharadhipika. Has anyone read this book? Sat Kriya Sharadhipika. So Sat Kriya Sharadhipika is a practical guide to samskaras presented in such a way that Vaishnava householders understand how such rites can help them and their relatives in their spiritual life. And this book you are now reading is based on this work by the great Goswami. Its purpose is to make aware of Yukta Vairagya. So the Samskara book has been written based on the Sat Kriya Saradhipika. We do not have the ability, first of all, we do not have the ability to go through the entire Vedic scripture. Now, based on that Vedic scriptural understanding, the Goswami especially, Gopala Bhatta Goswami has written Sat Kriya Saradhipika. We do not have the ability to even understand Sat Kriya Saradhipika. So therefore, our senior devotees from ISKCON have translated or contributed to this book in terms of rituals by Prema Rasa Dasa Sandipani Muni Dasa. I'm not sure who. Anyone knows them? Okay, Prabhu Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Prabhu. Yeah, so they have compiled and Bhanuswami has edited this book. So therefore, it is an authority for us to practice. And there, you said that we need to follow the Pancharatrika system recommended for this age. Because King Yudhishthira has performed the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, he performed the purificatory process headed by Daumya and Kripa, the exalted Brahmanas. But today, where do we have Daumyas and Kripa Brahmanas? We don't have such exalted Brahmanas. So then what can we do? We are in Kali Yuga, I'm here or we are here and we need to perform the ceremony, but I don't have or we do not have Daumya and Kripa. So therefore the book says there is Pancharatrika system recommended. So the Pancharatrika system acts on the Sudra class of men. So this acts on Sudra class of men, supposedly the population of the Kali Yuga, and it is the prescribed purificatory process suitable to the age and time. Such a purificatory process is allowed only for spiritual upliftment and not for any other purpose. And spiritual upliftment is never conditioned by higher or lower percentage. Parentage. So therefore, the book says, those who worship Vishnu, the worship of Vishnu and ruled out of the demigods, during samskara it is the custom to worship Ganesha and other demigods, but those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods, those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors, but those who worship me will live with me. And then it continues that because the samskaras are of two types, the Nitya Samskara and Naimittika Samskara. I think all of you know the Nitya Samskara and Naimittika Samskara. And these samskaras are required to be performed, but someone who is following the purificatory process as given in the samskara book, which includes the vivaha, garbhadhana, simanta and so on, and finally the antekriya samskaras. And it continues to, I'll quickly go through because we are heading towards 9 o'clock. So therefore it says that the distinctive features of the chanting of the holy name in that it makes perfect any ceremony one may undertake as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mantra mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalartha vastutaha sarvam karoti nischidram anushankirtanam tava. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles, and moreover there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, paraphernalia, but when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. So therefore, when we perform this ceremony, as Prabhupada said, that even installation of Krishna Balaram temple, he has invited the Brahmanas to perform the, to chant the mantras, but ultimately he said to his disciples, you do the Sankirtan. And he said that it is finally, it is this Sankirtan Yajna which invites the Lord Krishna and Balaram to be present or to appear here. So therefore, in any ceremony, if you are chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the process gets complete. And it continues by Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami in Satkriya Sardipika, but I'll not read that because we are coming to the end. And therefore, in conclusion, the worship of the 33 million demigods is included in the worship of Narayana. If a person worships Narayana alone, Brahma, the Rishi, the Bhuta, the Pitrus are all worshipped and become satisfied. So simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, everyone gets satisfied. And therefore, he gives the evidence from Yamala, Purana, Itihasa and Upanishad. So many proofs are being given. And finally, I'll read only the conclusion of the introduction that gives us the hope that in this way, the Brahmanas and householder Vaishnavas only worship the Supreme Lord in their daily activities, occasional activities, fruitive activities and other auspicious rites. So the devotees, they perform the chanting of the holy name, and by performing the chanting of the holy name, we are worshipping the Supreme Lord. And by worshipping the Supreme Lord, how? We are worshipping for our daily activities, occasional activities, fruitive activities and other auspicious rites. So therefore, they only worship the Lord's associates such as Vivakshena and never worship the demigods and even in their dreams. So finally, we come to the actual purificatory process itself. I've skipped many pages. When you find time, you can go through, because this is a book all of us should have at our home, so that when in case of a doubt, we can preliminarily go through, but at the same time, do not depend on our own reading, but consult the authority who are involved in conducting such rituals in our movement. And I'm sure all of you know who are the personalities who perform these rituals in Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. And when you approach them, they'll tell you how to perform a ritual in order to satisfy the ancestors. So here it is says Vaishnavas and the Shraddha ceremony. I'll just take 2-3 minutes. According to Vaishnava scriptures, the Shraddha ceremony may be performed for Vaishnavas, but only if the priest is a Vaishnava and the offering to the Pitrus is Vishnu Prasad. So two conditions we need to meet whenever we're performing the ceremony, that the person who is conducting the ritual must be a Vaishnava priest, not any other person. Vaishnava priest. And the offering to the departed soul must be Vishnu Prasadam or Krishna Prasadam. So these two things we should ensure when the function is being performed. So the Vaishnava who performed worship God, Sri Krishna, throughout his life need not worry about his future destination. So someone who has chanted all through his her life, someone who has taken only prasadam all through the life and someone who has followed the four regulatory principles, one need not be anxious whether our subsequent generation is going to perform shraddha for us. Because one is that we need to perform shraddha to our departed ancestors, but equally we may be worried, how about me? My granddaughter said the other day, we were getting down the car, she's just 2 years, she said, how about me? So similarly, that we need to perform shraddha to our departed souls, ancestors, but how about me? My children may not perform because they are of this generation and they are so much away from Indian culture. That's where the scripture, the injections are coming. And when I myself have difficulty in performing, then what to expect of my next generation? So here it says that if you have done followed Krishna consciousness all through your life, you need not be worried about the shraddha to be performed by your children. And this sermon is mainly for the grihastha order. The Vaishnavas whose parents did not worship Sri Krishna can pray for the salvation of their soul. So, okay, if my case we have resolved that my children need not perform the shraddha ceremony because somehow or the other we are trying to follow to the best of our ability, quote, best of our ability, the four regulatory principles and chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and what Prabhupada has instituted as a program for us, we are trying to do to the best of our ability. But how about our parents? If they were Vaishnavas or if they are Vaishnavas, it's not a problem for them as well. But if somebody is not a Vaishnava, someone has not worshipped Krishna, someone has not worshipped Govinda, then what to do? We need to perform prayers for them. So according to Skanda Purana, a person initiated by Vishnu mantra should not seek fruitive activities, give in charity to get material rewards, nor worship the forefather. So someone who has taken to Krishna consciousness need not reward the worship of the forefathers. And here it concludes that the perform need not offer oblations in charity to perform the shraddha ceremony during which pindadhana is offered. Because he's quoting 11.5.41, which is said, one who has given up all material duties, who has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. So therefore, what is that we need to do when we should, ultimately, should I perform shraddha or should I not perform shraddha? Because we have seen the argument on the both the sides. And the conclusion is Vaishnavas can engage the shraddha ceremony in the service of the Lord and the deceased will reap the fruits thereof. So in service of the Lord, you can perform the ceremony. To please Krishna, one can sow one or many fruit trees on behalf of the departed soul. If you have some piece of land here or wherever it is, you can sow a seed or a fruit plant on behalf of the departed soul and use the fruits of the tree to satisfy the Supreme Lord. So the fruits of these trees can then be offered to Sri Krishna after every harvest. The same can be done with the decorative flower trees, or one may offer a cow and calf for its milk. One can also distribute prasadam or books like Bhagavad Gita on behalf of the departed on his disappearance day, or make donations for the deities, puja, or any other project related to Sri Krishna also on behalf of the deceased. So another practical instruction is being given to us what to do on behalf of the departed souls. And then this is the instruction I received personally from His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj about 20 years back. I think he was the first devotee, senior devotee whom we had invited to our place long back, 22 years back. And I said to Maharaj that my father had left and what can I do? How can I benefit my departed father? And he said, every day you can chant one mala on behalf of your father and take a sankalpa that the result of that benefit, let it go to your departed soul. So therefore, since then, I've been chanting one mala for my father. Apart from the malas, I chant for myself, but I chant one mala. In the beginning, I used to chant more, but these days I chant one mala every day. And 4 years back, I lost my mother due to COVID, and then once again, I chant one more mala for my mother, following the instruction of His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj. So these are some practical tips which our acharyas have given us, and accordingly you can perform the Shraddha ceremony. And I have performed Shraddha ceremony by inviting Gangeshan Prabhu also at our place, and typically these are the things he tries to tell us, that you he reads a chapter of Bhagavad Gita and then you offer the bhoga to deities, and that is offered as prasadam, and then you do the charity, and then the charity could be to Vaishnava, charity also can be to the deities or the temple, and the benefit goes to the departed soul. And even if that is not possible for a day, for any reason, you are not able to invite a Vaishnava and feed prasadam, you can at home you can read a chapter from Bhagavad Gita or text from Srimad Bhagavatam, recite your chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a couple of rounds extra, and then do charity to temple, give donation to temple, sponsor a feast, could be breakfast, lunch, or whatever you feel you can sponsor, and think of the wonderful things your departed ancestors have done to you, and then try to put that into action. That's the best benefit one can pass on to the ancestors. I think with this we'll stop because it's already 9:10, and maybe we'll take 2 minutes of Sukadeva Prabhu's time to tell us his own understanding on this. Because Prabhu has gone through recently.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice, very nice explanation on this topic, Prabhu. It was eye-opening, and in many ways, a lot of clarifications were, you know, like that's, you know, we all have to go through this. We're born here, and sooner or later, our parents or our close ones, they depart. And what do we do in that case? So it was very, very nice eye-opening. Very nice presentation. Particularly in my case, we were asking what be happening there. I just lost here, as you mentioned, that my mother just a week back. Fortunately, in my situation, that my parents were residing in Sridhar Vrindavan. Dham itself isn't a pure dham, and they were Vaishnavas, and so all our offerings or all our mentioned in the sastras, that we channelize that everything to Krishna, offered to Krishna, and through that all the performance are done as normal. Even for my mother, then my brother, I'm being far away here, I'm not doing myself much great, as I'm just chanting few rounds extra. But my brother is doing all the performance as and in the place where she left, and the everything is being channelized to Krishnaized, meaning that we perform the offering of prayers that is channelized to Krishna and then do the same thing. So it's demigod is out of the the Bhagavatam is giving all this general instruction. It is for a general mass. Not everybody is Vaishnavas. See, we follow the Varnashram system. For general mass people, it is a Varnashram system to be followed. And Varnashram system has got a slow progression into a Krishna, leading to Krishna. So these performances are there for a general mass. Okay, if you at least worship demigod, and then offer these to follow the principle. So they are there. But in our Vaishnava, everything is channelized through Krishna. That is what we've been doing. So, yes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Any question or any comment from anyone?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a wonderful class, Sri Krishna Prabhu. You mentioned a few times about the love for the lotus feet of Krishna. So tell us a few things in your experience, other than chanting the holy name, what other things we can do to increase our love for the lotus feet of Krishna?
Our process is association. So be in the proximity of those who have love for Krishna. And that is infectious, we get it. This is what Mother Jagatarini Mataji said to us once in a retreat. Mataji said that whatever quality you want to imbibe in yourself, find out the personalities in whom you can observe those qualities. It's not that you need to tell them, but you could be in their vicinity. When they're chanting, when they're eating, when they're talking, you could be in their vicinity. And that quality jumps into you, or you get that quality. Just as we know that if you are in the proximity of a person who has a virus or a cough, cold, we get it. So similarly, this is also contagious. So be in their proximity. People who do a lot of service, people who are who participate in Sankirtan movement, who participate in book distribution. If you love book, you want to get the understanding how to distribute books. Every day morning, the persons who are distributing books, their names are read. Be in their proximity, see what their activities are. And automatically you get that ability to do the activity, because any activity we perform under the shelter or the umbrella of Bhagavad Gita 9.27, yat karosi yad asnasi yad juhosi dadasi yat. That whatever activity I'm performing or we are performing, we need to perform for His pleasure. So when that is the motto, then Krishna gives us based on the sincerity of the person. I tend to give the example of the Bombay train. People who are from Bombay, they know that if they want to enter into a train compartment, you don't have to do anything. You stay on the platform and the crowd gradually pushes you into the compartment. And the time comes when you want to exit, you be near the door, the same crowd will push you out. So therefore, that is called the Sangha association. And this is there in every religion. Even Buddhism, it says, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. I take the shelter of Sangha association. So if I want to acquire the qualities, be in the right Sangha, and that gives you the...
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare
Baba. Any other question or comment? ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय वांचकल्पातरोभिश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Mara.